Finally, it's Lightning fill in the blank, the most exciting 3 minutes in publicly funded audio entertainment. Each panelist has 60 seconds to fill in as many blank questions as they can, and each correct answer should be worth 6,000 points, but we'll give them two. Bill Curtis, what are the standings?
Paula and Luke each have three, and Faith has one.
Wow.
All right, Faith, you're dead last. So, hand on the buzzer now.
Right.
Fill in the blank. Donald Trump named his son-in-law blank as his senior advisor.
Jared Kushner.
On Wednesday, Senator Cory Booker testified against blank's nomination for attorney general.
Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
On Monday, it was revealed that Fox News paid off an employee to prevent a sexual harassment suit against blank.
Bill O'Reilly.
You got it. On Thursday, President Barack Obama surprised Joe Biden by awarding him the blank.
Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction.
With distinction, you are correct. The owner of the San Diego Chargers announced he was moving the team to
L.A.
Los Angeles. The staff of Jimmy John's sandwich shop in Florida got in trouble this week after being caught blanking on camera.
Showering their fish.
Nope.
With love.
Okay. Using bread dough as a jump rope before baking it.
Oh.
The manager of the Jacksonville Jimmy John's says he's investigating the video, which shows two employees rolling out bread dough and then taking turns using it as a jump rope. The workers were reportedly apologetic, and thankfully nobody filmed the part where they used the sliced ham to towel off. Wah, wah. Hey, Bill, how did Faith do?
5 right, 10 more points, and a total of 11 now. She's in the lead.
Okay. Because of the time, we've randomly decided that Luke is going to go next.
All right.
All right. So, Luke, in an early morning session on Thursday, the GOP-controlled Senate took the first steps to repealing blank.
The Affordable Care Act.
Or Obamacare. On Wednesday, Marissa Mayer announced she was resigning as CEO of blank.
Yahoo.
Yeah. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced an inquiry into FBI Director Blank's influence on the election.
Comey.
Yes. This week, online retailer blank announced plans to create 100,000 full-time jobs in the U.S.
Amazon.
Close. During this Senate confirmation hearing this week.
What was it, like Mamazon?
No, it was Amazon. Close enough. This week, CVS released a generic version of Mylan Pharmaceuticals' blank pen.
EpiPen.
The EpiPen, sure. On Sunday, modern musical La La Land broke records by winning 7 blank awards.
Golden Globes.
And an Irish Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter that was dispatched to find a man lost at sea eventually found him blanking.
Having a pint at the pub.
You are right.
There we go.
That sound you heard was Bill Curtis slapping his head in wonder. The man was reported missing by a concerned taxi driver who dropped him off at the beach on a stormy night. The Coast Guard mobilized a team to search the area, but turned up nothing. Exhausted from all that searching, they took a break in a nearby pub where they found the man, relaxing, having a drink. When they confirmed the man was safe and unharmed, they immediately practiced some aggressive yoga on him. Hey, Bill, how did Luke do?
He got 7 out of 8 points.
Ooh, baby.
14 more, total of 17, and the lead almost uncatchable.
Okay, Bill, how many does Paula need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win.
Wow, 8 to win. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Paula, fill in the blank. This week, Mexican President Nieto again confirmed that his country would not pay for blank.
The wall!
And on Thursday, the Presidential Transition Office named former New York Mayor Blank as cybersecurity advisor.
Rudy Giuliani.
Close enough. This week, federal prosecutors announced criminal charges against 6 VW executives over the company's blank scandal.
Emissions.
Good. After 5 years, a string of storms has finally brought blank out of its drought conditions.
California.
Yes. 2 Florida men were spotted on surveillance cameras while attempting to rob a store that sells blank.
Surveillance cameras.
Surveillance cameras, yes. For 10 minutes on Thursday, C-SPAN's feed was interrupted by blank's state-run TV channel.
Russia.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Poland's foreign minister said his country's bid to join the UN Security Council had the support of many countries, including San Escobar, which is blank.
Not a country.
Not a real country. That's correct. The Polish foreign minister, whose name we'll not say because it would blow NPR's annual consonant budget, well, has been telling other world leaders that he's been getting a lot of support from San Escobar. Since he's made that country up, the really shocking thing would be if they weren't supporting him. In any event, the foreign minister has apologized and announced that he's canceling his annual state visit to Westeros. Bill, how did Paula do?
She needed 7 to tie. She got 7 to tie. Paula and Luke are tied winners this week.
Paula, Luke, congratulations on putting faith in her place.
Thanks for listening to this encore presentation of the only time we could actually say Oscar-winning host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, at least so far.